pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a warm Wednesday. We've got a lot to talk about on today's program. The Storm has a brand new head coach, no surprise. We'll talk a little bit about Tri-City Storm developments. Also, our Big 12 football preview will continue as we take a look at the Baylor Bears. And we're going to talk about the third annual Star Shoot with Michelle Stover. She's going to join us in studio here in just a little bit to talk about that. But an exciting all-star game last night. You had to really want to stay up late to watch this one. And every half inning, every inning appeared to have something that was going to end this baseball game. And what really, you know, for all the highlights, they skipped right to the seventh inning because there wasn't much before that.
Well, I think there's highlights and lowlights. I thought Dan Uglow was going to end it single-handedly a couple times. The two errors in one inning, one ball right under, right through the wickets. And I thought it was over from then on, but a great play by the Pittsburgh Pirates. The center fielder throw him out at the plate. Had everything. Had double plays down the innings. It had slow rollers. The guys had to be thrown out at first base. You know, I guess once again it comes up to, you, nobody ever thought they'd see another tie. But when so much is on the line, we won't see another tie. But it's really putting some stress on some people's arms that aren't intended to probably have stress put on their arms.
Well, I'm going to go back to what, you know, we had Jason Peter on Monday. You know, there was already how much, you know, how will the long game affect the players as they move in? Shut the hell up. You're playing baseball. You played four or five innings. Don't give me this sob story that the game went 15 innings. It was a good game, a good atmosphere. It was Yankee Stadium. They had good pregame. But, oh, my pitcher had to throw three innings. If you can't throw three innings, then go back to the minors. I mean, toughen up. Aren't we supposed to be in the day and age where guys are tougher, can go longer, can do more and better things? Oh, I'm tired of hearing these.
No, we're not. No, we're totally going the opposite way.
Well, then what? All right, well, I thought football was bigger, faster, stronger. I thought basketball, track, bigger, faster, stronger.
Not for pitchers, Doug.
What's wrong with these baseball losers?
Nobody throws a complete game anymore. I mean, they have a parade the day after. They have parades down the streets if somebody throws a complete game.
Well, we didn't ask anybody to throw a complete game last night. There are so many guys on this team.
Well, you've got to extend the rosters then if this is going to be a possibility. You know, they weren't supposed to pitch. People that weren't supposed to pitch.
You've got the big problem is you don't anticipate extra inning games.
Right.
That's the problem. Okay, so you had one. Live with it. Deal with it. Man up. And get through it.
Well, you had another one, not too in the distant future, that ended in a tie.
Distant past. If you can predict a game that's coming up in the future, please let me know. How many more guys can we possibly have invited to the All-Star game?
What's wrong? That's what the fans are there to see.
Guys sit on the bench?
Well, that's fine. At least they're available to pitch.
No one was overextended in the game last night. No one.
But Brandon Webb, there are people on both sides. That unless it was a diehard, unless it was a crazy situation, and that's what happened last night.
So what was the problem?
I'm saying that they didn't want to put their services out there for two, three innings. I mean, that's when you got a guy making $25 million and he pitched on Sunday.
Then we better quit having the game.
There's people that pitched on Sunday. Well, that's fine.
We better quit having the game.
Well, that's fine. You go talk to Bud Selig and get that done. Until then, get more people on the roster.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us your thoughts, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Talking a whole lot of things today, but it took a while, and Daddy, finally, something has happened on a positive note with the Tri-City Storm.
Well, we've got a new head coach.
And we are pleased to be joined by the new head coach. No surprise to us, although some of the things that were going on around the storm that we've been talking about the last 2 months, we just didn't know what was going to happen. And Tom Rudrud, the assistant coach for the last 5 years under Bliss Littler, and of course, we could go through his resume. He's been a head coach. He's been successful at different levels, and now he'll get a chance with the Tri-City Storm. And Tom joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Doug. Good to be with you today.
Well, I guess the first question that we all have for you is, what took so long?
Well, I guess I can't answer that, but I'm looking forward and hoping to get off to a good start and have a good season.
Tom, talk to us a little bit about the staff in which you hope to implement, and are you going to have more people on that staff?
Well, eventually we will, but right now we're trying to sort some things out as to the direction we want to go with the staff, and once we settle on that, then we'll be talking to a few different people about joining the Storm.
Tom, I know a big part of putting together a USHL team, and Bliss talked about this so many times, how you were always out on the road being what would be termed the recruiting coordinator. Now that you're a head coach, I would assume that finding someone to kind of step into that role that you were filling is going to be one of the most important things you do.
Well, I think that having the horses, having the players is very instrumental in having success during the regular season. So, yeah, it is definitely a very big part of what we do.
Tom, will the hockey, as far as people have been used to at the Tri-City Event Center and first-year event center, will that change? Will the style of play change at all under your leadership?
That will remain to be seen. I don't think it'll change a great deal, but we are hoping to put together a fast-paced team and team that likes to get after it. So hopefully that'll come together.
Tom Rudrud, the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm, is joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tom, you've went through the draft. You've went through the tryout camp. What can you tell us about some of these kids that you're going to have to choose from as you head? You've got your protected roster, I guess we should say, as well. What about these kids that are currently on your list? What do you like about them?
Well, I think that the number one thing that I'm really excited about is the level of play of the defensemen that we'll have with the team this year. We felt that at times we didn't have the puck movers back there that we were used to, and I think that you can see that by the number of wins and losses, by the number of shots that we had given up last year.
Tom, talk a little bit about when you finally put the ink on the line. What was the feeling like of when you called your family and let them know you're a head coach in the USHL?
Oh, I forgot to do that.
That had to be pretty exciting, though, to finally get this all over with.
Well, yeah, it's an exciting time. It's also a little bit a worrisome time, just because there is a lot to do between now and the start of the season, and we have to make sure that we're staying on top of that. And I think the sooner we get some help as far as a staff is concerned, the more we're going to be able to accomplish in a short period of time.
Tommy, obviously, we've been talking a lot about the potential sale of the Storm. Is there anything that you can fill the public in, or is things going to be moving on now that you've been hired as the coach? Should we take this to assume that Joel is going to keep the Storm and we move into next season?
Well, I for the time being, I think that Joel will be the owner of the team, as I'm sure that you've heard from many people along the trail here. Everything is for sale for the right price, and if somehow somebody can jump forward and had a lot of money in their pocket that they were willing to part with, I'm sure that that might be an issue once again. But we really aren't concerning ourselves too much with that. We want to make sure that the hockey side of things are taken care of, and we put together a winning program and a fun product to watch.
Speaking about the hockey side of things, the fourth, fifth game of the season, you're going to get a chance to take on the old coach.
You mean Bliss Littler?
That's the guy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good. You know, we've always had a pretty good rivalry with the Omaha Lancers, and we've had a pretty good history with them, and hopefully we can continue that.
I know you've been busy, Tom, even with, I guess, what we would call your interim role. what's the first thing now that you are officially the head coach? What's going on right now? What are you doing with the Storm right now?
Lobster at the training table.
Yeah, we're definitely going to work on our pregame meals. Right now, a couple of things that we are jumping on right away, and that is letting the players know what our situation is, and another important thing is putting that staff together.
Well, Tommy, yeah, we just want to throw our congratulations from the Doug and Daddy Show. We continue to look forward working with you and the staff and the gang up there that continue to bring Storm Hockey to the Tri-Cities. And, again, all our best congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Tom. Take care. Tom Rudrud, head coach, the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm. And, again, so many things swirling around. Another thing that we are expecting later today, possibly, is that it sounds like this Canadian group, and Tom talked about it a little bit there, that we and had been reported to buy the Storm. And it will be interesting when this all settles down. I will say this. There's a lot of things that we can't confirm. There's a few things that we can't report. There are tons of rumors out there. And I guess the one thing to go along with this is, I thought for a long time that one of the reasons maybe Tom wasn't named the head coach immediately is because this team was going to be sold and the new ownership would make the decision. It sounds like the ownership that had been talked about, we had reported on this show at this time, it may be a lot farther away than they were a month ago, and that maybe there are some new things in the hopper, and there have been some talks. I mean, it sounded like, you know, maybe after the tornado that the fairground people were thinking about maybe looking out there, then it sounded like that was dead, then it sounded like they were really moving forward with the sale of the team and the arena. Now everything appears to be up in the air, but the ray that comes through today is that the Storm now has a coach after being lame duck for 2 months. Tom Rudrud takes over.
That's exactly right. You know, why wasn't he named if all these rumors and all this accusations and all the reporting was false? Why wouldn't he have been named 2 months ago? And that'll be something to look back upon after everything calms down, and we'll have to wait and see about that.
So the Storm has a new head coach, and we're looking forward to working with Tom. And again, kind of the next thing that works with them on the ice is in September. So looking forward to all of that. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you're an Omaha Lancer, A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, the Big 12 Conference Football Media Days, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Doug and Daddy Show live from Kansas City from 11 to 1 all 3 days. And Daddy, before we go to break, the official announcement of who is going to be attending for Nebraska was released today. I think we had two of three. We weren't sure who the third one would be. Quarterback Joe Gans is going. Matt Slauson is going. And defensive end Barry Turner is going to represent the defense. So you've got an offense, you've got a lineman, and you've got the defense represented by Barry Turner along with Coach Bo Pelini. So looking forward to going down there and hearing from them and a variety of other folks.
Yeah, I think the lineup's pretty good. A couple head scratchers when you look around the other teams, though. Texas Tech, and I know Mike Leach doesn't oftentimes bring underclassmen, so probably Michael Crabtree was not one in which you would have thought the much heralded receiver that comes into his sophomore season as preseason All-American, several publications, nowhere near the list. Graham Harrell not on the list. He's bringing Eric Morris, Jamar Wall, and Daniel Charbonneau.
Missouri will have Chase Daniel, Jeremy Macklin, and Chase Kaufman among the folks that will be down there. Some other names maybe that stick out. Todd Reesing will be there on day two from Kansas. For Colorado, George Hippolyte, who many people think could be the defensive player of the year in the conference, will be there. K-State, Josh Freeman is there. Ian Campbell, who we voted for as Big 12 preseason defensive player of the year, will be there. Quarterback Zach Robinson of Oklahoma State will be on hand. Nick Harris, the defensive back from Oklahoma, will be there. Baylor, Iowa State, Iowa State, and Texas will bring Colt McCoy again down there. And we're going to get a chance to talk some Baylor football second half of the program today, Daddy.
Yeah, Jason Howe, SickemSports.com, joins us to talk a little Bear football. Does not like the schedule. In the short time I had to visit with him, I don't think anybody from Baylor likes this schedule. They got rid of, like, Rice and somebody else and replaced them with Wake Forest and Connecticut. So two very winnable games out the door, two very losable games.
And they still have Washington State on.
Yes, yes.
Pac-10 team.
The two that they replaced, so were not good to replace them with.
Well, we will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to bring out the trap shoot. We're going to bring out the guns. We're going to shoot some clay, and we're going to talk to Michelle Stover about the third annual star shoot right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Double the fun at half the price. Centura Hills Golf Club in Caro is now 18 holes, and the membership price just fell to half. The newly expanded 18 holes at Centura Hills has been a great success, and now you can join for half the price. There's even more going on with the Budweiser two-couple tournament Sunday, July 20th. To find out more, call the clubhouse at 308-485-4650. That's 308-485-4650. Double the fun at Centura Hills Golf. Now more than ever, it's worth the drive.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk a little Baylor football coming up with Jason Howe in the second half of the program. Also, already had a chance to talk with the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm, and that being Tom Rudrud. No surprise there. We're going to talk about the third annual Star Classic shoot here in just a moment with Michelle Stover. But the beauty of this program is that when we're done, it's always lunchtime, Daddy.
It is lunchtime, and there's one place that we would really like for you to go.
Chicken Coop.
Hello. Kearney, Grand Island, both downtown locations, very conveniently located.
And the beauty is Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday as well, of course, you sneak in there a little early. British Open going to be
the Open.
It's going to have a little morning coverage, so you'll get to sneak out, maybe take an extended lunch, and go to the best place in town to watch sports, the Chicken Coop, with their 42-inch flat screens all over the place. There are great specials every day for lunch, great food and drink specials every night. It's not just chicken, hamburgers, pizzas, a variety of pizzas, of course. Of course, you got to love the wings and all the sauces you can put on them.
Steaks as well, all-day menu. You want one at noon? Great. They got it for you. Chicken coop.
Don't overlook the ribs. Good stuff there. Salads when it's hot. Maybe you just want a little light lunch. They've got that for you. Some chicken Alfredo. You can get it all put together. Or maybe you just want to go in and have an iced tea and some appetizers. Cheese pleasers, quesadillas, breaded cauliflower.
Well, balls of cheese.
They all have them at the Chicken Coop. Downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Check them out for lunch
today. I used to get anger out by playing that Buck Hunter game. Well, they got rid of that, so now I break those bowling pins.
Bowling, yes. 2009 bowling. The new video fad, I guess.
It's out. It's out of order in Kearney because I broke them the other night.
But what happened?
I had some anger. So they'll be getting that fixed and back up and running shortly.
So boom goes the dynamite, boom goes the bowling pins.
That's exactly right.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Glad to have your athleticism showing once again. Well, coming up this Sunday, it will be the third annual Star Classic shoot at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex, a change of venue, and that's probably the biggest change from the first 2 years to the third year. And to join us to talk about the Star Classic shoot again, Michelle Stover joins us in studio. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning to you guys.
Glad to have you back in. Some exciting news for this year's shoot. We're going to bring it to Kearney from Broken Bow, and there's probably a couple of big reasons that you guys want to be able to do this.
Well, it'd be more people possibly come, more local people, give some support and come out and shoot locally out here at the range. Which is located out in Pool Road, about if you take Highway 30 out to Pool Avenue, and it's 5 miles north. You'll see the range at the top of the hill because there's lots of construction going on. They're putting up a new clubhouse and the skeet ranges. You can't miss it because you'll see throwers and everything all over. It's right by the road there.
Michelle, what I like about this is it begins at noon, but I don't have to be there at noon.
No, you don't.
I don't wake up till 9:30.
It doesn't begin at noon. Actually, begins 8 a.m.
It begins at 8 a.m. But I don't have to be there at 8 a.m.
Exactly.
I want to get out of bed at 9:30, stroll out there at 10:30, no problem.
If you want to go to church at 11 and get out at noon and be out there, the last shooter goes out at 2:30, so you got plenty of time.
See,
you got till 2:30 in the afternoon. So.
It's all about you. It's all about
so
you.
So you don't have to get
That's
out of bed.
Good. I like
so
that.
Actually, two. If you're there by 2:30, you can still shoot.
Explain to the folks what the Star Classic shoot is, kind of how it came about, and what it's benefiting, obviously, for the folks that don't know.
It's benefiting the students of Kearney Catholic. It is another venue to, as a fundraising venue, something different than we have an awful lot of golf tournaments and different things. This is just different, and there's lots of shooters that go all over and shoot all over the state of Nebraska. Last year we had shooters from that shot from Alliance to Bassett to I think there was some from O'Neill. I know there's some from Lincoln that came, and I did have two guys call me from North Platte yesterday, and I know there's about six people coming out of North Platte, and these two guys are new ones that are coming over to shoot. Great. So they come from all over the state to come out and shoot.
If you're not a good shot, does that matter?
No. It's
all
Lewis class, and you know what? I got a goose flurry game set up, and it is so fun. We got a big old goose you have to, it's like a blind that you stand in, and there'll be 30 rocks coming at you, and you get your partner, and you just shoot rocks coming at you. It's awesome. It is so cool.
I'm
you just got to come, if nothing
out,
come out to just see how it's working out there, because there's different venues. We got the kids out there from Kearney Catholic are going to be scoring and stuff, and they're all being their Kearney Catholic T-shirts, and they're all out there to greet you also, and it's so fun to see them out there.
Lots of prizes to be given away, and one of the things about it, there's individual competition, and then you can put a team in.
That's correct.
Talk about maybe the team competition, how that works.
We have three people on a team, and the best scores, and then they'll give prizes in the three categories that they win, and then the individual is the where the big money is given away. There's going to be about $2,100 given away. It's Lewis class, and so there's A, B, C, and D class. And let's just say if you come out, it's a 100-rock program, and you are not going to shoot a 97, up there in the winning. If you shoot a 30, if it's Lewis class, you'll still win $250 because
It's a handicapped event, much like golf.
Yeah, four of them, though. We've handicapped it four times for you.
So based you can on be really
rounds.
Bad, but still leave.
Get $250, yes.
With the green.
Now,
that's exactly right.
I want to mention this a couple of times. If they need more information, they can contact you. 237-2252, if you need more information. But if I'm right on this, you can...
If you're... that's my work number. If you want information on Saturday or something, I will give you my cell number. It's 440-6666. If you want information even the day of the shoot and you are having trouble getting out there, I'll be more than happy to give you directions out there or answer any questions in the evenings or whatever, too.
Basically, you just head out east on Highway 30, hit Poole Avenue, and head north. And
correct.
You're going to see what's going on.
You're
going to
see all the trailers, and there's people come from all over, all the vehicles and stuff. And just come out and have a pop with us or water or just see how things are ran.
Can you still use some volunteers? Because I know that's one of the things you were asking about. If they want to volunteer, how do they
sure.
do that?
They just give me a call and or show up and say, I'm here to volunteer. Either one. Because we're grilling burgers for you all day and stuff. So there's plenty of stuff for people to do. If they just give me an hour of your time, it would be awesome.
Gets underway at 8 o'clock. It's this Sunday at the new venue, the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. Our registration begins at 8 a.m. The shoot starts at 9 o'clock. At noon, that's the last time that teams can go. At 2 o'clock, that's the last time that individuals can go. Wraps up about 4. There's raffles, and then then you'll hand out the awards around 4:30.
So
reception. A full day.
Yep.
A lot of things going on. All shooters are welcome, as we said. Over 100 showed up last year for this. And I guess I go back, what are some of the, if you can, I don't know if you can speak to this, but they continue to build, you said, the clubhouse at the shooting sports complex. This is something that's continuing to build, and I know we talked about it last year. This is a sport that is continuing to grow, and I assume that is still there. The sport continues to grow overall.
Sporting Clays is very much continuing to, and we get more and more all the time. Young people are getting involved in it, and like you say, you see more, start to see more and more, I would call them shooting carts, but you guys might call them golf carts, out on the shooting range that these people, you know, you come out there, and the kids are getting scholarships and stuff towards shooting and everything. We have a lot of young people that are coming out to shoot nowadays.
If you're new and into it, you're more than welcome to come out. Yep. Shoot as little or as much as you want because
exactly.
you can re-enter. So that's a nice thing, too.
Exactly.
I'm kind of a weenie. My shoulder hurts after about five or six rounds.
Exactly. If you want to come out, we're going to have the trap and skeet ranges open. So if you only want to shoot 25 rock and don't want to do the whole program at 100 rock, you can just shoot 25 rock. It's, you know, it's $6. So, you know, just drive out and bring your son or daughter out, and they might be getting interested in it.
Or flip-flop.
Sure
flip-flop.
Exactly.
Bring dad out.
Exactly.
Bring grandpa
bring dad out.
Bring him out.
Mom, dad. It don't matter.
Yeah, bring the checkbook with them.
That would be awesome.
And,
I appreciate
again,
that.
Again, it goes to Kearney Catholic. Have you... You touched, I think, a little bit on scholarship, where some of the money is going. Does it go into a fund? Are you using it already?
It goes into a fund, and also we purchase things for the school as they need them, such as computers. As you know, as Kearney Catholic keeps growing and growing and growing, and there's needs in all areas of the school. So it depends on how much the shoot brings in to what it is earmarked for at the time, but...
Who's a couple of these shooters that are going to go out there and be at the top of their game that you've seen the first couple of years? You know anybody that's kind of a shark coming out there this Sunday?
Yeah, there's quite a few sharks around, and there's quite a few of us women out there that are pretty good sharks.
I was going to say, how's your game right now?
We love to have you guys come out and shoot with us. We call it you come out and play with us because we love that. You know?
I was going to bring my wife out, but I didn't think that would probably be a good idea.
Oh, sure it is. It's a wonderful idea.
No, she don't need to learn how to shoot.
Well, she can leave you at home and send her out with us.
Yeah, but then she would come home and probably have a gun.
Wow, really?
It is. Really? It's a great opportunity. It's another sport that's growing and growing, and it's safe. It's everything. You know, there's a lot of trap leagues around and sporting clays leagues around.
Now, the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex does have a website you can check out, fkssa.org, fkssa.org. Range located east of Kearney on Highway 30. 4.5 miles north to 115th Road on Poole Avenue. Again, contact Michelle if you need any more information. Anything we haven't touched on, Michelle?
I don't think. I'd love to see everyone out there.
It is the third annual Star Classic shoot. It's this Sunday. Registration begins at 8. The shoot starts at 9. And again, you don't have to be there right at 9. But
you can register all day long.
If you're in as a team, noon. If you're in as an individual, 2 o'clock is the last time you can go. And, Michelle, hopefully we can get a few more people out there for you and make it an even bigger and better event.
Yes, I can't wait to get you guys out there.
Well, you know, I would like Daddy to maybe throw the clay and I see if I could hit any of them.
That's okay.
That would be a treat.
You could be a target retriever.
No, I couldn't.
No?
No, I'm not retrieving anything.
Michelle, thanks so much for the time.
Thank
we appreciate
you guys.
It.
I appreciate it.
It's the third annual Star Classic Shoot this Sunday, Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. Michelle's cell phone, 440-6666, or you can contact her at the office, 237-2252, or simply you can contact the folks out at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. They can fill you in on it as well.
Right now, after this, we're going to come back, talk a little Baylor Bear football. Jason Howe, SickemSports.com, joins us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Colin Cowart, summer's here. You'd love to leave work early, go to the beach, baseball game, concert, but you can't afford to be away from the office. Summer is why it's the perfect time to try GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can remotely access your office computer from any computer. All you need is an internet connection. Work from home just as if you were sitting in front of your office PC. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears with all the files and software programs right there. This summer, enjoy family and friends. Then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home. I've used GoToMyPC.com when I want to check my work email from home. It is easy and incredibly convenient. I have an exclusive trial offer just for my listeners. Try GoToMyPC free for 45 days, an extended free trial. But it's only available if you use the promo code. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin.
A man destination fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey, man, join us for destination fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a chance of a few showers or storms in spots early on yet. Otherwise, look for highs to 93 with south winds of 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower or storm with lows of around 69 up to 86 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can listen to the show anytime, day or night, via the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and, of course, the beautiful courtyard out back, where you can enjoy this great weather and some great eating, and, of course, also over the weekend, and, of course, every night, some great drinks going on at the courtyard at Cunningham's, ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can check out any of the interviews, any of our Big 12 preview interviews. Jason Peter was with us on Monday, a variety of things out there. Looking forward to continue it. We're down to just three schools to preview in our Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show, and today it's Baylor.
12 days. 12 schools, one title, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Talk Baylor Bear football on today's Doug and Daddy Show with Jason Howe of SickemSports.com. Jason, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be on.
Jason, boy, Sikkim.com, is that supposed to fire us up, or is that the state of Baylor football, I guess, is the question people have, what about these Bears?
Oh, man, well, that's the war cry. You know, we got to get them fired up and ready to go. I tell you what, Art Briles has got those guys fighting hard and working hard this offseason, and I tell you what, they're not going to roll over this year and be a patsy. So that's the one thing I've been telling everybody this year. I don't know how well they're going to do, the expectation or whatever, but they're going to make things interesting, and they're gonna go hard every time they step out on the football field.
Well, Jason, one thing they probably don't find very interesting is the schedule. And when you've got Buffalo and Rice on it, you think, okay, we got two winnable football games. Well, they replace those two with Wake Forest and Connecticut, and that doesn't help things.
Oh, no, that's definitely not a favorable schedule. I don't think Coach Briles is probably ready to get rid of the schedule maker. But, it's always good when you can start the season on national TV, and that's what they're going to do on Thursday, August 28th, against Wake Forest at home. So I guess it's a chance to set the tone, and that's the way they're approaching it. They want to get things started off on a good note and knocking off a bowl team, a team that was in a BCS game just a couple years ago, and a team that kind of came up that has a history kind of like Baylor. I mean, Wake Forest, before recent history, before Grove, didn't really have a whole lot going for it, and it's a chance for them to kind of set their things in the right direction. And when you got Washington State and UConn, it definitely makes things tough, but it also helps prepare them for a Big 12 schedule.
And Jason, I guess like any other school, you have to set this schedule pretty far ahead of time. And you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it looked like maybe Baylor with Guy Morris was headed in the right direction. And if they had continued heading in the right direction and coming in with coming off a bowl like they had hoped, this schedule would have been what they were looking for.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, in 2005 and 2006, Guy Morris looked like he had things going in the right direction. And they were really putting the fear into some people. I mean, taking Oklahoma in the double overtime and really until Sean Bell went down in 2006. I mean, they were really putting some teams on edge. Unfortunately things started to kind of go backwards, and they had to regroup, and Art Briles is there to do that. And I think they've got a guy that can really do some good things with the program with what he's got coming in.
Jason Howe from SickhamSports.com joins us to talk a little Baylor Bear football on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jason, talk a little about Art Briles and then a hire. He won some state titles, four consecutive, I believe, at a powerhouse in Texas, had some success at Houston, comes in here. What's he entered, I guess? What does he have for talent on this team?
Well, he comes in with the talent. They've got some guys that can really do some things. They've got some guys with the ability to be playmakers. A lot of guys that haven't really reached that potential just yet. They're looking for a guy, receiver, to just kind of break out. They're looking for a quarterback. They got Kirby Freeman, who transferred in from Miami, a highly touted prospect out of Brownwood, Texas. And he's trying to reclaim that. And they've got some guys there that can do some things. The depth is a little suspect, but they've got on offense, they've got an offensive line that is as good as any they've had in the last few years. And on defense, they've got a linebacking core that can stack up against the best in the Big 12. And their safeties, Jordan Lake, Jake Lamar, those guys have kind of shown that they can get out there and play some football at a high level. So he's got some players. It's just a matter of staying healthy and getting out there and proving it and showing people and building that confidence.
Talking with Jason Howe, Sickhim.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show about Baylor Bear football. What's the feeling, though, maybe say around campus, around Baylor fans? Is there interest right now since Baylor slid backwards here the last couple years?
Absolutely. Anytime you bring in a new coach, you guys know this, I mean, with Bellini going in there to Nebraska, it does bring a renewed energy, and everybody's trying to rally around the program, and Art Briles is doing the same thing at Baylor. He's got people ready to go, and one thing you can say about Art Briles is he knows how to get people energized. He knows how to motivate people, and everybody that I've heard that's talked to him, from alumni to recruits to the players, I mean, everybody is just ready to go and ready to throw their support and do their part and make this thing work. And that's the one thing that Coach Briles has going for him that maybe some coaches in the past didn't necessarily have. Everybody seems to be on the same page.
Jason, I guess I look at the schedule. Optimistically, if you're a Baylor Bear fan, 4-8 looks pretty good to me.
4-8 would be a pretty strong finish considering what they do. I think people on the high end are kind of hoping for that 5, maybe, you know, 6 win bowl season. But, you know, that's a tough schedule. And, you know, but if they can get through that non-conference schedule relatively healthy and build some confidence with some wins, I mean, a win over a Wake Forest or UConn or Washington State could go a long way. And I think with Coach Briles, he's an innovative coach. He's going to do some different things on offense and defense, and I think they could maybe steal one or two from the Big 12 teams that they may not be able or supposed to knock off. So it'll definitely be interesting. That's the one thing I'm going to say. It's going to be interesting for Baylor fans and for the fans of the Big 12.
Jason, how tough will it be for a new coach to get his offense going with a freshman quarterback in Robert Griffin?
Well, the thing is, he came in the spring with everybody else. Everybody started off on the same page. I mean, Coach Morris ran a spread offense, but this is a completely different type of spread offense. There's a lot more motion. There's a lot more things going on. So it's just a whole different scheme, and you got to learn new terminology. So everybody's starting off on the same page. So Blake Szymanski is coming back, who started most of last year. Kirby Freeman transferred in. Robert Griffin, who went to the Olympic trials and the hurdles, and even Jeremy Sanders, who wasn't here in the spring, but is a guy that may find his way into the quarterback mix. They're all kind of right there together, and they're all going to be given a shot in 2-a-day. So it wouldn't be any harder for Robert than it would be for anybody else.
Jason, aside from the quarterbacks, how have the offensive linemen, the running backs and receivers handled this complex system?
They've done a really good job of getting everybody on the same page and making sure before they move on to step B that everybody's got step A down. You know, they didn't put in everything. I think they put in about 40% of the playbook in the spring. And so they were taking things relatively slow and making sure everybody was on the same page. And what they did do, they did right. So, it's one of those things where everybody's on the same page and moving in a positive direction. And that's the one thing you need to see at this time of year is everybody going out and doing their 7-on-7, their voluntary strength training and all that stuff. And that's what they've got going on. They've got pretty much the whole team out there working hard, whereas in the past, that hadn't always been the story.
Well, it's been, I think, unanimous so far. But before we let you get out of here, Jason, your selections for the championship game in Kansas City in December, who's going to be meeting in the Big 12 championship?
I'm going to go Missouri OU.
Well, that keeps it unanimous. I think it'll be interesting if anything stirs the pot outside of those two, and it should be very interesting. Well, Jason, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and continued success there at SickhamSports.com. We hope to catch up with you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Jason Howell, SickhamSports.com, talking Baylor Bear football. 10 down, 2 to go, and then it's off to Kansas City for the very latest at the Big 12 Conference Media Days with Bo Pelini, all the coaches, all the players, three or four from every team. Doug and Daddy Show live next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from Kansas City. Special 2-hour programs from 11 to 1 each day. And tomorrow, Missouri.
Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com, Missouri Homer. This guy loves the Tigers, and he's going to talk a little smack to the Husker faithful. So if you got a question, we'd love to pass it along to Gabe. Send us an email. Give us a phone call. Doesn't matter. Get a hold of us. We will ask him if you got a pointed question because you're not that big of a fan of Gary Pinkel. We'll ask him.
Come to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. See Scott or Joel for a free estimate today. We'll come back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When it comes to fish or cut bait, these guys are bait cutters. Oh, they've dipped a worm or two, but mostly bait cutters. Really.
Just like pull in. Dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live keno, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
Ooh, honey, great news. I just scored tickets to the game, packed the bags, we're going to make it a weekend.
Oh no, what about the pets? Who's going to feed them and let them out?
Island Pet Resort is the answer for you. Going out of town for the day or for the week, with daycare and boarding available, the choice of economy, luxury, or serenity suites, your pet will be pampered while you enjoy your time away. Call 308-384-4679. Island Pet Resort, 308-384-4679. The best for your pet.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You'll listen to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a chance of a few showers or storms in spots early on yet. Otherwise, look for highs to 93 with south winds of 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a shower or storm with lows around 69 up to 86 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Been talking Big 12 football. Well, yesterday, Kansas extended the deal of head coach Mark Mangino another 2 years, making $2.3 per year.
Pretty good gig. $2.3 million at Kansas, I think a lot of people, if you look, go back 4 or 5 years ago, that would be a monster raise from what anybody ever expected a football coach to get there. Good for him. One of the good guys in the Big 12 has been great to us.
Look forward to hopefully catching up with him again next weekend when we're down at Big 12 Media Days.
Doug, this weekend a lot of golf tournaments going on. Well, leading up to that, a perfect place to get your game in shape. Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK, along Highway 30. Four sizes of range buckets, small and, well, big daddy sizes, seasonal memberships. You can call for details, 234-6543. Call for details about those memberships or just stop by. You want to improve your game, you need to know what you're doing wrong. That's why you fired in to south winds. That's what blows here in Nebraska, and that's why the range faces directly south. There's 8 target greens, and the yardage boards are updated as that yardage switches. You got a short game area as well. Work on your putting on the green. All your golf supply needs are there as well. Kearney Golf Center, stop by today, south of UNK, along Highway 30, or call him. 234-6543 and talk to Kevin. Need a lesson? Kevin Kamrath, there for you. He's gave over 7,000 in his career, 19 years in the business. Kearney Golf Center is where it's at.
Daddy, I know you're pretty excited about an event that's coming to Omaha.
Well, I'm not, but apparently some people are. UFC Fight Night comes to Omaha, and it's going to be on September 17th. It's Nebraska's first UFC. That's the Ultimate Fighting Championship. It's going to be held, I believe, at the Civic Center. And there's some headliners, which Nate Diaz, 8-2 record. He's going to fight against Josh the Dentist Neer, who's 23-6-1. If you fought almost 30 fights in that octagon, you must really be dumb.
Who uses the nickname the Dentist in UFC anyway? Shouldn't you be like the Hammer or the Assassin or something like that? No, he's the Dentist.
Probably Josh. I go to the dentist after my 6 losses. But I think a lot of people, they tapping in the ratings for Ultimate Fighting in the Omaha area. Way, way up, and they're trying to dip their toe into the market. It will be shown on Spike TV's The Ultimate Fighter 8. So a little bit of publicity and Ultimate Fighting coming to Omaha.
Pretty exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. I've been a busy show today. And more information. We talked with the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Tom Rudrud, at the top of the program. An additional press release, and we touched on it, but I wanted to get to the press release this morning. The Storm, the USHL First Tier Event Center, announcing today that owner Joel Weens will remain in control of both properties. Weens announced that he has been in discussions with potential buyers for both the hockey team and event center, but ultimately decided against the sale. Weens has expressed great interest in seeing the organization succeed to its maximum potential and believes it to be a valuable asset to the Central Nebraska community. Weens said, quote, "We've made many improvements and changes to help get this business headed in the right direction, and I think we've made a lot of progress towards that goal. The success of the building with this number of top-quality events that General Manager Jeff Cook has secured and having a tenant like the Storm has made this an enticing property for many ownership groups. However, I have an interest in seeing this through and making sure the building and team are a stable part of the community for years to come." Although Weens reaffirmed his position as owner, he has not completely ruled out the possibility that it could be sold in the near future. Weens went on to say, quote, "At some point, I will have to retire from ownership, but I want to make sure it's a benefit to the event center, the Storm, the USHL, and most importantly, the people of Central Nebraska." Weens took over ownership of the Storm in 2000, of the Kearney Event Center, we should say, in 2005, and then a year later had the Storm purchased from Ted Baer.
All right, well, there we have it, I guess.
All kinds of information coming out in one big glob press release, a lot of news coming out. Also, in addition to the hiring of Tom Rudrud with the Storm, they have solidified the front office management for next season. Kyle Means will continue as vice president of operations. He'll remain in that similar position. Jeff Cook has been the acting general manager. He'll also hold the title of general manager of Storm Hockey. And a few other things there. You can go to the Storm website for all the information and find out more about that from the Tri-City Storm. So, at the moment, the team has not sold, but that doesn't mean it's not for sale. And Tom Rudrud is the new coach of the Tri-City Storm. And we want to thank Tom for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also want to thank Jason Howe from SickemSports.com joining us to talk Baylor Bear football as our Big 12 preview continues. And Michelle Stover in the studio to talk about the third annual Star Shoot, which is coming up this Sunday at the Kearney Sports Complex, the shooting complex. Want to thank all those for joining us on the show today.
Big 12 preview rolls on tomorrow with Gabe DeArmond from PowerMizzou.com. Missouri, Nebraska, the only two teams left. 10 down, 2 to go.
Also, going to get back into Major League Baseball. The British Open will be underway. And we'll have a few words with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. As he's going on vacation, we're going to Big 12. By the time we get back, it's going to be high school practice time already. It's pretty amazing. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Enjoy your day, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.